From this point, I'm recording the conference so that at the end, the whole thing will be on recording and you'll receive a recording of it. You can listen to it again if you wish, or if anybody misses, they can always make up everything through the recording. I never block anybody out. So if you're going to be late for any reason, just dial in, because I don't ever block anybody out or lock them out, so they can come in late. So how are we doing?
Computer slow.
Yes, but other than you, Apollo, does everybody else have theirs filled out?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, good. So just to give Apollo a few more minutes on this, why don't we go around? We have a virtual room. I'm making it a virtual classroom. And because it's basically auditory, we have to really listen clearly. I don't like to put anybody on mute because we want the interaction. So if we could keep the background noise to a minimum, that's wonderful. Right now it's very quiet and very nice. And there are only a few rules. We try not to cross-talk too much. I will be very directive, saying we're going to go around the room, we're going to start with so-and-so and this and this. And so I expect you to listen so that you know what we're doing. It's sort of like a choral instruction from that point of view. You'll get very used to it, and what happens is that you begin to get into the world of sound, which is why we're doing this. It's all about sound, how you sound, how clear you are, how fast you speak, etc. So our room is going to start out today with Danielle. And Danielle, would you just say hello, introduce yourself, tell the rest of the people why you're here, what you're working on?
Yes, my name is Danielle. I work in IT. I'm a systems administrator. And the reason that I think my voice just doesn't, at times, doesn't make me sound like I'm confident. And so I want to do more to work with my voice and to project and to articulate. And so that's why I'm taking a class.
Great. Well, thank you for going first, because you know everybody's listening to you, right?
Right.
Listening to your voice, I know. But we get used to that. John. No, John is not here. Eric?
Yes, I'm here.
So your name and why you're here and what you're doing and what you were expecting out of the class?
Yeah, sure. My name is Eric. I'm a marketing director in Atlanta. And goals for the class, I mean, I was really filling this critique out on three, and actually it turned out, you know, I need improvement on everything, I think. So really, I just wanted to speak more clearly, be more dynamic, not get as nervous when I speak, and have better articulation.
Okay, dynamic, nerves, and articulation. Good. And Apollo, how are you doing?
Almost there. Somehow it's not.
Okay. We'll come back. Praful?
Hi, I'm Praful Martin, and I'm working for Johnson & Johnson, and pretty soon I'm going to be retiring. And so the reason I want to join the class, because I want to speak with power and confidence. I want to modify my accent for greater speaking clarity.
Wonderful. And you have a goal of doing professional speaking, right?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Which I wanted to throw out there. That's great. So, Apollo, even though it hasn't come up yet, I'm sure you can tell us who you are and why you're taking the class.
Well, I'm Apollo Jobin. I am retired. I'm taking the class because I would like to have a clearer voice that people on the other side of the telephone will understand. I hope that I will be able to become a coach.
What kind of a coach?
Well, it's a life coach.
Okay, so you'll be doing a lot of work on the telephone.
I hope so, yeah. The telephone and also probably speaking. Yeah, I'm in a Toastmaster, and somehow my voice does not project very much.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't
so
carry.
I would like to improve it.
All right, good. Please let me know when you have your manual up, okay?
Okay, yeah.
Now, we still don't have John Radcliffe or Omotayo on the line, correct? Okay, John Radcliffe is a consultant in the automotive industry, so I can understand why he might not be on the line today with what's happening at GM. Uh-huh. And Omotayo is a lawyer from Africa. I don't know what's happened with her. She is working to improve her accent also. So these two people might be coming on the line later, and if not, they will certainly be here the next time. We have four sessions together this Monday, and then three more consecutive Mondays, and they will always be at the same time. We'll try to start like exactly on time. So if you come a few minutes earlier, it's better. If I'm not here, but I'm always here 5 minutes ahead. But if I'm not, you know, you can talk among yourselves, etc. So if you're supposed to be here at 7, getting here at 5 of 7 helps a little bit so we can get going. So now we've all gone through page 3. You've answered your questions. But let me just take a look at that for a moment. Voice image. I've asked, and we're going to go around the room, how's your tone of voice, generally speaking? Not, you know, in a specific situation, but generally, are you pleasant, angry, timid, bored, enthusiastic, alert, sincere, friendly, or any other adjectives that you might put in there? So I would like to go around the room again, starting with Danielle. So the order will be Danielle, Eric, Praful, and Apollo. So just tell me what you think you sound like right now. Okay, here we go. Danielle?
Probably not too enthusiastic, pretty kind of bored, I guess.
Okay, you think you sound bored. Okay. And Eric?
Yeah, I would say bored and maybe timid a little bit.
Okay. And Praful?
I believe I'm sincere.
Mm-hmm.
And probably on the verge of timidity.
Okay. Or soft-spoken?
Both
Eric and Praful?
Right.
How about you, Eric? Soft-spoken?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. And Apollo?
Well, my voice is harsh.
Harsh, H-A-R-S-H.
Yeah, it's E-R-S-H.
Okay. Anything else? Harsh and?
Harsh and, well, probably nasal.
I don't think you're nasal. I think you're soft-spoken.
Yeah.
You know, this is nasal, all right?
Oh, okay. So it's not that.
Now, you could be, I just think you don't support your voice, and so let's go with soft-spoken. If I find more nasality, I'll let you know.
Okay, I got the PDF. How many pages? Oh, goes 56 pages.
It's 58 pages. I don't think you should try to print it out. Just get it up there and
okay.
Open the PDF file and then go through it, you know,
all
just
right.
Scroll.
Okay,
okay, does anybody, and you don't, just tell me if anybody has asthma, allergies, or sinus problems that affect their breathing.
I do a little bit.
That's Eric?
Yeah.
What do you have?
I've been told I've had a deviated septum, so I can't, you know, have trouble breathing out of my nose, actually.
Okay, lucky for you, we're going to use our mouth.
Good.
Barbara Streisand has a deviated septum, never had it fixed. She's made millions of dollars singing.
Well, that's good to hear. It just
that's
seems like
right.
Sometimes when my nose is plugged up, I more sound, you know, nasally type.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you can do things to keep the nose open. You know, I have a deviated septum also. It depends on how bad it is, you know. I mean, you can have an operation, but if it is not that bad, you can use a neti pot. This is something you can buy at a Whole Foods or a health food store, where you put a saline solution in the neti pot, and every morning you clean out your nasal passages, because overnight, especially if you have any allergies, etc., the mucus builds up. So you just, it's a matter of keeping your nasal passages open by cleaning them out through using a nasal solution. You can also keep them moist. I don't know how dry it is. You're in Georgia, right?
Uh-huh.
By using ocean spray, etc. All right?
Good. Okay.
So that's one thing. Anybody else have this issue?
Yeah, I have allergies, so.
Praful?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So you're going to take tablets, or you're going to find out what you're allergic to and stay away from it, you know, that kind
yeah.
of thing.
Yeah,
in other words, all of this affects your voice. It affects the voice tone. It affects your ability to breathe. If you have allergies really bad and you become short of breath, then, you know, you're going to have to do something about it.
Yes.
So I'm just saying that breathing is the foundation of our voice. It's what we need to project, to not be soft-spoken, et cetera, and we're going to go into that today. Don't just live with it and say, well, it's just part of my life. Handle it. Take care of it. Assign your tab. You clean out your nasal passages. I do this every day. Okay. Enunciation and articulation, we already know that I know what I'm dealing with there. And rate of speech, we know who talks too fast because I've talked to everybody separately. So let's go around to the bottom, and again, I'd like you to write down on your paper what your goals are for improving your voice. So, Danielle, you've already said that you would like to be more confident, project, and be more articulate. Is there anything else?
I think, too, someone said earlier, I guess get the nervousness out of my speech. I do get nervous and ramble.
Yeah.
So
great.
Yeah.
Now, this is the advantage of being in a group.
Right.
Because we hear that we're not the only one. That's number one, right?
Right.
Anything else?
Well, just be more comfortable in speaking.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like. Eric?
Yeah, I think I said earlier, just speak more clearly, be more dynamic.
Nerves.
Not get as nervous, better articulation, not as much stumbling over my words and rambling, and more confidence.
Good. Did you write that all down?
I did, yeah.
Good. All right. Praful.
My goal is to speak with power and confidence. And project to reach an authoritative voice. The only way I can do that is to modify my accent for greater speaking clarity.
Great. Now, your accent is from where?
India.
India.
Yes, ma'am.
I always think of Auntie Mame. I don't know if you know that movie.
Yes.
Where she goes, in India,
yes,
they do this and that and the other, you know. And I always loved that line. Apollo.
Yeah, I want to have a clearer voice, and I want to speak smooth with transition. My problem is grouping for words. Words doesn't come easily to me. So I have
what other language do you speak?
Philippines.
What?
I'm from the Philippines, Filipino.
From the Philippines. Okay, great. All right. So you need to build vocabulary?
I'm good in crossword puzzle.
Using them in conversation, correct?
Yeah, I need to put them in conversational.
This is
way.
What I want you to do.
Yeah.
Start reading out loud. I think I mentioned that in the ask group, right?
Yeah.
Read to your wife, and read books that have more words in them. You know, not just little words, simple words. because this is the when you start using them in books, and this is true for everybody, they're in a context, so they indicate the meaning, and then you start bringing those words into your everyday vocabulary.
Yeah.
Okay, so a clear voice, a smooth voice, using your voice with transition, bringing greater vocabulary into your conversation. Anything else?
More dynamic.
Okay. Good. All right. So now we're going to move forward to doing a few opening, what I call creating your daily practice. It's just a daily practice. When you're going to change your voice pattern, because we've all indicated that we have, what, you know, a bored voice, a timid voice, a soft-spoken voice, whatever, well, we're going to change that. We want to change the pattern, as we call it. So we want a different kind of pattern. What kind of a pattern are we looking for? So I want everybody to write the following sentence down. Every day, in every way, I am more and more. I'll repeat that. Every day, in every way, I am more and more. Now, I'm going to repeat it again. You've all got it written down now. I want you to listen to the rhythm, because speaking is about rhythm. It's about having support, about rhythm, about clarity of words. So it's not every week, every hour, blah, blah, blah. I'm not throwing things away. I'm going every day, You hear the rhythm? So every day, in every way, I am more and more. Now, there's two mores there. So we are building. In music, it would be called a crescendo, right? Getting a little bit more powerful in our voice tone. We're going to go around the room, and I'm not always going to start with Danielle. This time, we're going to go the other way. Apollo will start first. Praful is second, Eric third, and Danielle last. So I want to hear it this way, Apollo. Every day, in every way, I am more and more.
Every day, in every way, I am more and more.
Good. All right, Praful.
Every day, in every way, I am more and more.
Now, did we hear you say more and more?
More.
Everyone
and
hear
more.
That? More and more. Okay, maybe I am, maybe I'm not. Who cares? It's not exciting. Every day, say the word clearly. Every way, I am more and more. Go ahead, again.
Every day, in every way, I'm more and more.
No, do you not hear yourself going more and more?
Yes.
More and more. It's more and more.
More
go up
and
there.
More.
There you go, again. Here we go.
Every day, in every way, I'm more and more.
That's right. Now we're going to add a word there. But now I'm, you know, I'm building the suspense with my voice. I'm sure, Praful, you have a tendency to throw away things.
Yeah,
every day, in every way. I'm exaggerating, but you hear how I'm... Who just came on the line? Did someone just come on the line? Okay, here we go. No one did. It's your turn, Eric.
Oh, I'm sorry. The line cut out for a second.
I know it's because someone is coming, trying to come in on my line, but they're gone. Here we go.
Okay. Every day, in every way, I am more and more.
Okay. Could we be braver?
Sure, I'll try.
Mm-hmm.
Every day, in every way, I am more and more.
Good. Now, Praful, do you hear him doing the same thing you did?
Yes, ma'am.
More and more. Ba, ba, ba. I want more and more. Up in pitch. Here we go.
Every day, in every way, I am more and more.
That's better. That's better. It is hard for people who don't like to get excited to do this. They just don't want to say more and more. It's like I could have had a V8. You know what I mean? My God, this is a big change. And you are going to be going through a big change. Here we go. Danielle.
Every day, in every way, I am more and more.
Good. Now, that last more, you just sort of, you said, I'm going to go up, but I'm going to say it really fast. Go again.
Okay. Every day, in every way, I am more and more.
Good. All right. Does everybody get it now? We speak with rhythm. We emphasize the words that we think are important. In this sentence, I told you what was important. Day and way and more and more. Now I want us to write down every adjective that comes to our mind. Take a moment of how you would like to sound. And then we're going to read them off and get a grouping. So we're going to take a moment. I would like my voice to sound what? Confident, comforting, passionate, knowledgeable, credible, trustworthy, energetic, enthusiastic. Start writing some things down. Any adjectives that come to your mind. Meanwhile, has John or Omataya come on? I'm going to check my computer just to see if they've sent an email. Okay, how are we doing? Do we have some things down there?
Yes.
Yep.
Good. Let's hear what you have, Danielle.
I would like my voice to sound sincere, knowledgeable, confident, inviting, persuasive, and soothing.
Okay, I had to write those all down. So sincere, inviting, what?
Knowledgeable,
mm-hmm.
Confident, persuasive.
Anything else that I'd missed?
No, I think you have soothing and sincere.
Soothing and what?
Sincere.
Good. Did you hear yourself trail off in there?
Yes.
I call that the James Cagney approach to life. You know how he used to talk on the side of his mouth like this? Good. So now, next person, who is that? That would be Eric. We're going back around.
Yes, confident. Memorable, friendly, authoritative, credible, deep, powerful, and enthusiastic.
Credible, deep, powerful, and enthusiastic. So I have confident, memorable, friendly, authoritative, credible, deep, powerful, and enthusiastic, correct?
Yes, uh-huh.
Good. You even sound better now that you've defined that. Okay, Praful.
I would like my voice to sound confident, credible, energetic, authoritative, enthusiastic, sincere, and persuasive.
Okay, it's authoritative. Say that word.
Authoritative.
Authoritative.
Okay.
Authoritative, the heavy accents on the T, say it.
Authoritative.
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 Good, much better. Enthusiastic, and what was the next one?
Sincere.
Mm-hmm. So I have confident, credible, energetic.
Authoritative.
Enthusiastic, sincere.
And persuasive.
Persuasive. Apollo.
Okay, I would like to have my voice sound enthusiastic, confident, dynamic, powerful, clear, authoritative. That's it.
All right, I'm trying to write as fast as I can, but I have done energetic, confident, dynamic, powerful, clear. Good. This is what I want everybody to do every morning and every night for 30 days straight. Absolutely necessary to do, because we need to convince our unconscious to get on board with us. Right now we sound, you know, lacking in articulation, bored, soft-spoken, etc. Okay, this is what your unconscious is perpetuating. We always have a conscious mind, but there's always an unconscious mind that's working with us. Now what we have to say, and here it is, every day, in every way, I am more and more sincere. That would be what Danielle is going to do, right? And then every day, in every way, I am more and more inviting. And I want to hear the whole word. I don't want to hear more and more inviting.
Okay.
More and more knowledgeable. You know, we're not trailing off, okay?
Okay.
And we're going to do the whole sentence for each word.
Okay.
Every morning and every night. So I want everybody to have six words. So you're going to prioritize the top six. One, two, three, four, five, six. You have seven. Do you have seven or six, Danielle?
I have six.
Okay, everybody else count up. Get their top six. One, two, three, four, five.
Hello?
Yes, and who is this, please?
This is Taya. I'm just joining you. I'm sorry I could not get out of work.
That's okay, Taya. We're on page... What we're doing is creating, I already introduced you to the rest of the group, saying that you were going to be here for sure, I thought, and that you were a lawyer and that you were working on your accent. And what we're doing right now, and I'm recording this so you can get the beginning, I'm asking people to write down six adjectives of the way they would like to sound. So take a moment and do that. Do you have your... manual with you that you downloaded off the website? Hello? Tayo, are you there?
I'm here.
Did you download the manual? Do you have it with you?
I want to join you today because...
You can't hear us, can you? Can you hear us clearly? What kind of a phone are you on? Tayo, call back in on a landline, okay? Let's continue on. So Eric and Praful.
Yes, ma'am.
And also Paulo, pick out your seven. And we're going to start. I'm going to go around the room just as we have been going around the room, and we're going to say the sentence out loud for each one of these, okay? So that means we're going to go around the room six times. And I want us to be right on top of it, okay? Danielle, you start.
Every day, in every way, I am more and more sincere.
Now, did you hear yourself sincere? Who believes that? I am more and more sincere. Say it.
Sincere.
Good. Next one. Eric.
Yes. Every day, in every way, I am more and more confident.
Good. That was pretty good, but you went down and pit, but that was pretty good.
Yeah,
said the word.
I heard myself do that.
That's all right. You'll catch us the next time. Okay, Praful.
Every day, in every way, I'm more and more persuasive.
Good. Apollo.
Every day, in every way, I am becoming more and more powerful.
Okay, there's no word in that. It's just I am. Now I'm going to tell you why. You don't say, I am becoming, because it means we never get there. You know, we just say, I am, because I'm already there. All right?
Okay.
Again?
Every day and every way, I am more and more powerful.
Good. Danielle?
Every day, in every way, I am more and more confident.
Good. Eric?
Every day, in every way, I am more and more friendly.
Friendly. Friendly. Say it.
Sorry. Friendly.
Good. Praful.
Every day, in every way, I am more and more confident.
Good. Apollo?
Every day and every way, I am more and more enthusiastic.
Good. Next.
Every day in every way, I am more and more inviting.
Yes.
Every day in every way, I am more and more enthusiastic.
Good.
Every day in every way, I am more and more credible.
Good. Apollo.
Every day and every way, I am more and more confident.
Yes. Danielle.
Every day in every way, I am more and more persuasive.
Persuasive with a V.
Persuasive.
Uh-huh. Eric.
Every day in every way, I am more and more powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Every day in every way, I am more and more authoritative.
Good.
Every day in every way, I am more and more dynamic.
Good. Then we have two more to go, right, Danielle?
Every day in every way, I am more and more soothing.
Mm-hmm.
Every day in every way, I am more and more enthusiastic.
Good.
Every day in every way, I am more and more enthusiastic.
Good.
Every day and every way, I speak clearer and clearer.
Okay, I am more and more clear.
I am more and more clear, okay.
Mm-hmm. Next one, Danielle.
Every day in every way, I am more and more knowledgeable.
Good.
Every day in every way, I am more and more authoritative.
Okay, authoritative. Authoritative.
Authoritative.
Mm-hmm.
Every day, in every way, I am more and more sincere.
Good.
Every day, in every way, I am more and more energetic.
Good. Now, don't you think we all sound like we mean it?
Yes.
And all we have done is use rhythm and never, ever, I'm going to make it an absolute sin, you never trail off. Okay. So we never say every day, in every way, I am more and more energetic. Because you lose the enthusiasm, you lose the power, you lose the rhythm, and you throw away everything you have just said. So I want you to write these down on a 3x5 card so you have it in your pocket. And we're going to put some other things on here so that every morning when you wake up, you are going to do these affirmations, and at night, and I want them done out loud, and I want you to write down on a piece of paper, speak like I mean it. This is an affirmation, because we will attract other people. They will listen because you speak like you mean it. Tayo, are you there? Tayo? Hello? I guess she isn't. I don't know what happened, but okay. So now, I want us to scroll or turn to page 17 in the manual. And this is for you to practice your diction every day. So we have our daily voice affirmations. We have our new way we're going to speak. And now I just want you to be practicing your, just working on some tongue twister. And this is a tongue twister, page 17, at the top, number 12. Okay, is everybody with me?
Yeah.
Yep.
Good. This is our friend Theophilus Thistle. This is not an easy one. It's a TH, S, and L combination. It really works your mouth in English. So, for you, Prophet, this is not going to be easy because you say authoritative, a tor. You don't know how to say TH very well. So we're all going to learn how to do this, and Prafu, we'll have to practice, but it'll be good.
Okay.
We want to take the tip of our tongue and just stick it out of our mouth a little bit like a little snake and bring our upper front teeth down and to rest on the tip of the tongue. And then take a breath and go. That's right, we're just expelling air. Now, okay, then we also do an add sound. So we have two kinds of THs. We have them. Say them.
Them.
Those.
Other.
Okay. Author. Good. So now,
Theophilus.
Good.
Thistle.
Good. All right. So we're going to do call and response, and it's going to require a little bit of concentration. I will say it, and then we'll go around the room, and we will start with Prafu, then we'll go to Apollo, then we'll go to Eric, and then we'll go to Danielle.
Okay?
Call and response, this is called. Theophilus Thistle, Prafu.
The successful thistle.
No, you repeat after me.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Theophilus Thistle.
Same for you, Apollo.
Theophilus Thistle.
Thistle, good L.
Thistle.
Good. This is part of enunciating clarity. Eric.
Theophilus Thistle.
All right, good. Danielle.
Theophilus Thistle.
Thistle. Good. We always step up to the plate. We always enunciate. This is called being, you know, we have to raise your ears because most people don't realize that they don't say words. They say, right. There's no T on the word.
Yeah.
If you said the word correctly, you'd say right. So this is what we're doing. We're raising the awareness. So not only when you say it, but you listen to other people and you hear whether they're putting all the sounds in the word. So here I go. The successful thistle sifter.
The successful thistle sifter.
Good. Apollo.
The successful thistle sifter.
Good.
The successful thistle sifter.
Good. Danielle.
The successful thistle sifter.
Okay, it's not success.
Sifter.
The successful.
Successful.
Right. Now, I'm going to sound a little bit very disciplinarian to y'all because you're not used to pulling together, and we only have four lessons, and so I'm going to snap it. I'm going to say, do it. Snap it. Make it. Get in the groove because speaking is a groove. Clarity of speech is a groove. You either are mentally prepared to speak clearly or you're going to mumble or run words together. All right, here we go. In sifting a sieve full of unsifted thistles.
In sifting a sieve full of unsifted thistles.
Good.
In sifting a sieve full of unsifted thistles.
Good.
In sifting a sieve full of unsifted thistles.
Uh-huh.
In sifting a sieve full of unsifted thistles.
Thrust 3,000, that's with a D, thrust 3,000 thistles through the thick of his thumb.
Thrust 3,000 thistles through the thick of his thumb.
Okay, Apollo.
Okay. What is that now?
We are in the second line. You must keep concentrated. We are in the second line, the second word in.
Thrust 3,000 thistles through the thick of his thumb.
Good. Eric?
thrust 3,000 thistles through the thick of his thumb.
Excellent.
Thrust 3,000 thistles through the thick of his thumb.
Now, yeah, we're talking nonsense here. This is a nonsense thing. It's a tongue twister. But you notice the rhythm that's happening? Thrust 3,000, thump, thump, bump, 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 bump. So we have rhythm with words, just like we did with our affirmations. Now, if the Ophelus thistle, the successful thistle sifter.
Now, if the Ophelus thistle, the successful thistle sifter.
Good.
Now, if Theophilus Thistle, the successful thistle sifter.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if Theophilus Thistle, the successful thistle sifter.
Good.
Now, if Theophilus Thistle, the successful thistle sifter.
Mm-hmm. Sifting a sieve full of unsifted thistles.
Sifting a sieve full of unsifted thistles.
Sifting a sieve full of unsifted thistles.
Mm-hmm.
Sifting a sieve full of unsifted thistles.
Mm-hmm.
Sifting a sieve full of unsifted thistles.
Thrust 3,000 thistles through the thick of his thumb.
Thrust 3,000 thistles through the thick of his thumb.
Thrust 3,000 thistles through the thick of his thumb.
Good.
Thrust 3,000 thistles through the thick of his thumb.
Mm-hmm.
Thrust 3,000 thistles through the thick of his thumb.
See that thou in sifting a sieve full of unsifted thistles.
See that thou in sifting a sieve full of unsifted thistles.
See that thou in sifting a sieve full of unsifted thistles.
See that thou in sifting a sieve full of unsifted thistles.
Mm-hmm.
See that thou in sifting a sieve through a full of unsifted thistles.
Now, why are you making mistakes, Danielle? You have the, you know, you speak English, right?
Yes.
So you're not concentrating, or you're? Do you have dyslexia or anything?
No, I'm just uncomfortable.
Nervous.
I'm
you're
sorry.
Doing what?
I'm. My chair is uncomfortable. I'm not as comfortable as I should be.
Okay. So take it and do it right.
Okay.
See
that thou in sifting a sieve full of unsifted thistles.
Good. Thrust not 3,000 thistles through the thick of thy thumb.
Thrust not 3,000 thistles through the thick of thy thumb.
Mm-hmm.
Thrust not 3,000 thistles through the thick of thy thumb.
Mm-hmm.
Thrust not 3,000 thistles through the thick of thy thumb.
Mm-hmm.
Thrust not 3,000 thistles through the thick of thy thumb.
Success to the successful thistle sifter.
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 Success to the successful. Success to the successful thistle sifter.
Good. Now, Danielle, success. It's as if it's spelled S-U-C-K-E-S-S. And the same way with successful.
Successful.
Good. So we don't get successful. Success. Because that double C is like a K in that word.
Okay.
Good work. Everybody is now sounding much more energetic, much more confident, much more articulate, and you're paying attention. A large amount of our speaking ability is actually paying attention to what is coming out of our mouth. Most people don't do that for a myriad of reasons. Oh, I'm shy. I don't know what I'm really saying. I'm thinking on my feet. This kind of personality bothers me that I'm talking to, and so I'd rather not be at the table, whatever it may be. But we're not here to deal with that. What we're here to deal with is to pay attention as to how we speak and to have such technique that no matter what's going on with us, we can speak well. And that's very important. So do we have any questions so far or comments?
Nope.
Okay, this is your moment.
Nope.
Okay. You're giving me free rein. Let's go down to 17 on this page because you're going to get tired of Theophilus Thistle. So you can do this one. Now we're going to think very British. You know, in Mary Poppins, I don't know if you've, most everybody knows supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, right?
Yeah.
She's the nanny. She's teaching the kids to be good speakers. So every day she makes them say this word. And they sing it, and they say it over and over so that they become clear speakers. They made a movie of this. It made lots of money. Why don't we try it, correct? But what we're going to do is we're going to do number 17. So, again, we're doing call and response. I do the first line. We'll go around the room the same way. Now, all we're doing is changing the beginning consonants. We have vowels and consonants in English. So it's going to be H, S, L, C, H, and B, I, right? I, ippity oppity is the whole word. Now we're saying hippity hoppity slippity sloppity chippity choppity bippity boppity. Parfool?
Hippity hoppity slippity sloppity chippity choppity bippity boppity.
Good. Now we want to make sure that the second one we don't turn into a D. So we don't get bippity boppity, but
okay.
Bippity boppity. Take it again.
Hippity hoppity, excuse me. Hippity hoppity, slippity sloppity, chippity choppity, bippity boppity.
Good. Apollo.
Hippity hoppity, slippity sloppity, chippity choppity, bippity boppity.
Good.
Hippity hoppity, slippity
sloppity. No, I'm hearing hippity hoppity. No, I'm hearing D's and not T's.
Oh, sorry. Hippity hoppity. Slippity,
no,
slippity.
I got a T in the first one, but the second one, this is what I got. Hippity hoppity.
Okay. Hippity hoppity, slippity sloppity, chippity choppity.
Slippity sloppity.
Slippity sloppity.
Good.
Chippity choppity, bippity boppity.
Good. Daniel?
Hippity hoppity, slippity sloppity, chippity choppity, bippity boppity.
Nippity moppity pippity poppity clippity cloppity nippity noppity.
Mippity moppity pippity poppity clippity cloppity nippity noppity.
Yes.
Mippity moppity pippity poppity clippity cloppity nippity noppity.
Uh-huh.
Mippity moppity pippity poppity clippity cloppity nippity noppity.
Good.
Mippity moppity pippity poppity clippity
cloppity nippity noppity.
Rippity roppity plippity ploppity.
Rippity roppity plippity ploppity.
Rippity roppity plippity ploppity.
Rippity roppity plippity ploppity.
Very good. So, you know, we're going around and hippity hoppity slippity sloppity chippity choppity bippity boppity. Now, it really works your mouth, and it also causes you to breathe because you can't do it and keep everything articulate by talking in the back of your throat like this and not supporting with the breath. So, on your 3x5 card, you're going to have your affirmations. You're going to have Theophilus Thistle. Copy it out or cut it out of your manual and put it on your card, paste it on. Hippity hoppity. And you do it every day in the morning. You wake up, you go through one of those to remind you to warm up your mouth and to speak clearly, to pay attention to saying the entire word. Okay. Any questions so far?
Just one question, Sandra. Do you say one line in one breath? I just have, having to find that I have to take almost a breath after each one of those, like on 17 there.
That's okay. You do that because we haven't discussed breathing yet.
Okay.
So absolutely, whatever it takes. because we're just working with clarity of speech. Now we're going to do a relaxation exercise all together and go into breathing. So we have about 40 minutes left, correct?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Good. Tayo, are you on the line? I guess she decided not to call back in. Okay. I want everybody to sit back in their chair and to close their eyes and to go to a place in your own imagination that you love being in. It could be sitting on the beach quietly in the sun. It could be curled up in front of a fireplace, walking in the woods, whatever. And just go there and really smell what the smells may be, or if you're eating something, or you hear any birds singing, for instance, or you see anything, or you taste anything, or anything is touching you. And just notice how easy your breath is going in and out of your body. Don't try and change it, just notice. And stay in that wonderful place. Good. Now, while you're in that place, we're going to do an exercise together, all of us. I'm going to explain it first, I'll demonstrate it, and then we'll do it together 10 times and I will count. So, this is the explanation, and you can listen to the explanation while you're in this wonderful place. I'm going to exhale all of my air, and then I'm going to inhale through the nose on a slow count of four. I'm going to hold my breath for a count of four, and I'm going to exhale through my mouth on four. So you inhale through your nose, you hold your breath, and you exhale through your mouth. So this is the demonstration. Inhale four. Hold two, three, four, and exhale two, three, four. So we inhale through the nose, three, four. Hold two, three, four, and exhale mouth, three, four. Good. So we're going to do this together 10 times. And I am going to count. Does everybody understand?
Yes.
Yep.
Good. So I'll ring the bell and we'll start. Exhale all of your air. Inhale, two, three, four. Hold two, three, four, and exhale two, three, four. Inhale and hold and exhale. 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 More inhale, hold and exhale. Inhale and hold, and exhale two more. Inhale and hold, and exhale. Inhale and hold, and exhale. Good. How do we feel? Centered? Relaxed? Danielle?
Yes. Much
better. Eric?
Yeah, very relaxed.
Rahul?
Relaxed.
Apollo?
Relax.
Yes. I want us to do this. This is important to understand breath and silence and sound. The world of sound is only available to us because there is the world of silence. So silence is really a sound, right?
Yes.
It's important to us to realize that as we speak, we don't have to talk at the speed of light. We do not have to never take a breath because we're afraid someone else will cut us off, because we have control of sound and silence and the balance of the two. So let's take our pens up and write down on our 3x5 card, relaxation breath, every 2 hours for 2 minutes. I have clients who program their Outlook Express. That goes off, they stop, they do this exercise. And the exercise is to go to a place in your imagination that you enjoy being in. Inhale, nose, 4. Hold, 4. And exhale, mouth, 4. As this is just like a doctor's prescription, I'm giving you a voice doctor prescription. It is important to learn about relaxation and centering the breath, because if you don't have control of your breath, you will never have control of the energy, the volume, the quality of your voice tone. So throughout next week, I want you to try and do this during your work day. Incorporate the idea of relaxation. If you work a 10-hour day and you do this 2 minutes every 2 hours, you've worked on this for 10 minutes. But the important thing is that you do it throughout the day, so that we learn to stop for a moment. Okay, now I want everybody to sit easily relaxed in their chair with an easily erect spine and the feet on the ground. Is everybody on a speakerphone or a headset?
Speaker.
Good. So no one has to hold the phone.
I'm holding the phone.
I'm holding it.
Okay. Then you'll have to only use one hand. Unless, can you go on speakerphone?
Oh, I can't.
Okay, well, then just hold your phone with one hand and put the other hand down at your waist. Those on speakerphone, put both hands down on either side of your waist where you feel your rib cage. Now we want to draw our hand up along our rib cage. Both sides of our rib cage come to a point at our breastbone. Now I want you to go straight down toward your belly button halfway. That is where our D is in diaphragm. A diaphragm is a thin membrane that's underneath our lungs. It's hooked up underneath our lungs. And we can feel if we're breathing correctly if we have our hand in this spot. So it's halfway between your belly button and your breastbone. I want you to take a nice inhale through the nose this time, only this time. Inhale through the nose, and you should feel an expansion underneath your fingers. Push in with your fingers gently and exhale. Good. Let's go around the room. Praful, inhale and exhale. Good. Apollo, inhale, exhale. Okay. Pucker up and exhale. Inhale. Pucker. Exhale. Good. Eric, inhale. Exhale. Good. Now, when you inhale, we do not suck and raise your shoulders. Keep your shoulders down and just inhale gently. Good. This is called breathing from the diaphragm or the gut. I'm sure you've heard of this before, Danielle. And exhale. Again, inhale. Audibly exhale into the phone. Good. Okay. So this is how we're going to talk for the rest of our life. We're going to take an inhale. And we're going to make a hissing sound as we exhale. You know, like a snake. Here we go, all together. Inhale and hiss. Now, you notice that when you hiss, you're going to push in gently on your stomach, and your stomach is going to collapse toward your spine as the sound comes out of your mouth, right? Let's all try it again. Inhale and hiss. Let's hiss as long as we can this time. Inhale and hiss. Good. So what we're doing is inhaling and making a sound on the exhale. This is how we talk, as opposed to holding our breath or just talking off our vocal cords and being very soft, right? So we're going to on our CDs, on our second CD, you're going to see, or you're going to hear, that there are breathing exercises, and I want you to practice those, but we'll do them together now. We're going to we're going to turn to page 11, but this is where these are written out, so you can see this. And you'll find these also on the CD. Page 11, it has breathing exercises at the top. We're going to inhale on a count of one. We're going to exhale on a count of eight. This says six times, but we're just going to do it twice because we don't have that much time. So we have our hand down at our diaphragm. That's between our belly button and our breastbone. We're going to inhale this time through our mouth because we do not need, it takes too much time to go through your nose, and I just wanted you to feel the connection. Most people feel the connection more quickly to their diaphragm if they inhale through the nose. This time, I just want you to drop your mouth open and gently inhale. You should feel the same expansion under your knee, under your fingers. Now push in and exhale. Let's go around the room, pruffle, inhale with your mouth. And exhale. Good. Apollo, inhale. And exhale. Good. Eric, inhale. And exhale. Good. And Danielle, inhale. And exhale. Good. Now, what we're going to do is pretend we have a straw between our teeth. And we're going to exhale through the straw. So we're sustaining the breath, right? So we take an inhale and then I'll count. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So you know how long it's going to go, correct? Here we go. Inhale, exhale through the straw. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay, let's go through the room. Let's hear you, Preffle. Inhale and exhale. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Audibly exhale through the straw. Inhale. Push in on the diaphragm and exhale. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. That was Apollo, correct?
Apollo.
Okay, Apollo, your turn. Inhale. And exhale. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Good. Eric, inhale, and exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, good. And Danielle, inhale, pucker and exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, good. So all the work is going on down in your gut. Your shoulders remain calm. Your chin is parallel to the ground. There's no tightness in the neck. The neck is like a column, a cylindrical column, and the air just comes up and through your vocal cords, right? Your vocal cords lie flat. Parallel to the ground, and the air comes up through those vocal cords. In a man, they're behind the Adam's apple. In a woman, if you swallow, Danielle, the swallow is where this... I'm sorry, did someone come on the line? Did someone go off the line?
No.
No.
I'm hearing someone trying to get on, but okay. Here we go. So, now what we're going to do is going to exhale on a count of six this time. So that means we let it out faster. So hand down the diaphragm, inhale with the mouth, pucker up and exhale through the straw. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Again, inhale, pucker and exhale. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Good. Now four, which means we have to let it out even faster, right? Inhale, pucker and exhale. 2, 3, 4. Inhale, pucker and exhale. 2, 3, 4. Good. Okay. So these exercises are on the CD. I'm not sure if it's the second or third band. On the second one, the Vocal Basics CD, I really want you to get into practicing your breathing, having control of your exhale. Because if we have a long phrase or a long thought, we're going to have to control the breath underneath it, right?
Right.
You asked the question, Eric, hippity hoppity, slippity sloppity, chippity choppity, bippity boppity. If we can exhale on a count of eight, then we have air and we don't have to keep taking in air after each section.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, I'm going to stop. Question? Anybody question?
On this relaxation breath practice every day?
Every day.
Every 2 hours. Why do we do exhale first then inhale?
We don't. We inhale first and exhale.
Oh,
you're talking about on the relaxation breath?
Yes.
Oh, just to collapse your lungs.
Oh, okay.
Just to get all, and so that you can get really prepared to bring it in, hold, and exhale. Because a lot of people hold their breath, or they have a lot of tension and anxiety. So if you know, just like letting it out, letting all of the tension, the breath, everything go. And then start the gentle inhale, hold, and exhale. And you notice that that's a nice, easy inhale, hold, and exhale. As opposed to every day in every way. That's a whole different rhythm, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. Now here we go. We're going to go on page 11 to words. In the middle of the page it says breath flow. Our hand is down at our diaphragm. We're going to go around the room, do call and response. We're going to go Praful, Apollo, Eric, and Danielle. Okay? So I will do it, and then you'll do it. Hand down at the diaphragm. We take a nice inhale through our mouth, always through our mouth because we're opening our mouth to speak, right? So we take a nice inhale through our mouth, and we push in on our diaphragm and make a sound on the exhale. Hi. Puffle?
Hi.
How? No. I'm going to give you a different word each time.
Okay.
So, Apollo, you're the next one. How?
How?
Who?
Who?
Good. Hello?
Hello.
Ho?
Ho?
Puffle? Praful?
Yes, ma'am.
We're just going around the room.
Okay.
Hole.
Hole.
Hair.
Hair.
Happy.
Happy.
Head.
Head.
And now all together. Ho. Listen to how much energy, how much resonance, how much power, how much volume we have. Because we simply take a breath and use the breath to support the sound. So we're going to do this one more time. I'm not going to do it. You were just going to go around the room, but we're going to reverse so we have different words. Let's see. We'll start with Danielle. Does that give everybody a different word? If we go Danielle, Eric, Apollo, and Praful?
Yeah.
Yep.
Good. So, Danielle, start with hi.
Hi.
Eric?
How?
No. How? On the exhale.
How?
Mm-hmm.
Who?
Good.
Hello.
Good.
Ho.
Mm-hmm.
Hair.
Mm-hmm. Apollo.
Happy.
Mm-hmm.
Head.
No, we held that. We went head. We held it. Head.
Head.
Yes, son. Everybody together?
Ho.
Good. So, you know, we inhale and our air comes out and travels over to the ear of the listener. In this case, it's everybody's ear in the room, right? So we're going to take the sentences. And we take a breath, we push in on our diaphragm, and then all the words travel on the air. It's like the air that's coming out of your mouth through the straw. Remember when we did that part? Well, we're going to think of that as a freeway of air. And the words are like cars on the freeway traveling and supported by the freeway of air into the ear of the listener. So we're going to say, hello, Helen. Praful.
Hello, Helen.
Apollo.
Hello, Helen.
Good. Eric.
Hello, Helen.
Good. Danielle.
Oh, sorry. Hello, Helen.
Good. Help Harry Ho.
Help Harry Ho.
Yes.
Help Harry Ho.
Yes.
Help Harry Ho.
Mm-hmm. Danielle.
Help Harry Ho.
Now you're cutting up for some, cutting out on that ho. I think maybe you were just too close to your phone and so it blew it out. Try it again.
Help Harry Ho.
Good. So, you see, if we make sure that all the words travel over the freeway of air into the ear of the listener, we can never trail off, can we? We never hear help Harry Ho, which sounds boring and negative and like I could care less what I'm saying or about who I'm speaking to. We are trying to always connect with that other person. Hold Henry's horse, Praful.
Hold Henry's horse.
Uh-huh.
Hold Henry's horse.
Good.
Hold Henry's horse.
Good.
Hold Henry's horse.
Don't we sound good? Let's take a moment. Don't you feel that everybody sounds pretty good here?
Yes.
I'm really happy.
Yeah.
What's that?
I can tell a big difference.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amazing what's happening. All we're doing is breathing, talking on the exhale, and making sure that the last word, you can think of it as the last car, gets into the ear of the listener. And if you want to think about into the garage, the listener's garage, right? Harry has hiccups.
Harry has hiccups.
Uh-huh.
Harry has hiccups.
Yes.
Harry has hiccups.
Mm-hmm.
Harry has hiccups.
High heels hurt her feet.
High heels hurt her feet.
High heels hurt her feet.
Mm-hmm.
High heels hurt her feet.
Mm-hmm.
High heels hurt her feet.
Mm-hmm. How heavy is a hay fork?
How heavy is a hay fork?
How heavy is the hay fork?
How heavy is a hay fork?
How heavy is a hay fork?
And you notice that everybody's saying all our words clearly because we did that little diction exercise. So if you do that in the morning, it reminds your mouth to say, how heavy is a hay fork, as opposed to how heavy is a hay fork? Did you hear how I didn't say the ends of all these words?
Yes.
And it sounds what? Run together, slurred, like you're not, I mean, you don't sound confident and energetic. So enunciating, talking on the exhale, making sure the last word gets into the ear of the listener gives you a lot of what we're looking for, right? Confidence, energy, enthusiasm, dynamic. Let's look at husbandless Hannah Hughes. Now you're saying, why are all these things have H's, right? Because the diaphragm, if the sound of H, put the tip of the tongue behind the lower front teeth. Drop your jaw open. Take an inhale and just go. It's a sigh. But it comes right from the diaphragm. Right? Everybody sigh. Yes. So that's why we use H's, to teach you it's easy to connect to the diaphragm. So here we go. We're going to go around the room. Have to pay attention. We're going to do Praful, Apollo, Eric, and Danielle. And we're going to do call and response. So I will do it for each one of you. I will say, husbandless Hannah Hughes, Praful.
Husbandless Hannah Hughes.
Out of your diaphragm and talk into the phone. Husbandless Hannah Hughes.
Husbandless Hannah Hughes.
Okay, Apollo. Hounded Hazel Humphrey.
Hounded Hazel Humphrey.
Eric, for helpful hints on how Hazel.
For helpful hints on how Hazel.
Danielle had harnessed Harold Humphrey.
Had harnessed Harold Humphrey.
Holy for herself, Praful.
Holy for herself.
You're not throwing it into the phone. You're holding your voice back. You're going, holy for herself. Holy, throw it out.
Holy for herself.
Good. Here is a handful.
Here is a handful.
Of the 100 hints.
Of the 100 hints.
Hazel handed Hannah.
Hazel handed Hannah.
Okay, Praful, here we go. Habitually herald his homecoming.
Habitually herald his homecoming.
Bravo. As a heaven-sent harvest.
As a heaven-sent harvest.
Good. Have a hot hash handy.
Have a hot hash handy.
As he hails, hello.
As he hails, hello.
Highest on her list, however.
Highest on her list, however.
Was have not a harsh voice.
Was have not a harsh voice.
For he who hears Hannah's harsh voice.
For he who hears Hannah's harsh voice.
Hesitates to hold Hannah's hand.
Hesitates to hold Hannah's hand.
Bravo, everybody. Everybody has got it. So I put those slashes in there arbitrarily just so that you would breathe, right? Breathe and speak through the phrase. We call these phrases, all right? People do not speak in sentences. They speak in thoughts. And each thought is called a phrase. When you have a conversation, I go, hello, how are you? And you respond by saying, fine, thank you. And in each one of those phrases, you're going to take a breath and talk on the exhale and make sure the last word gets into the garage of the listener. It's that simple. So you're going to practice this page, relaxedly taking an inhale and talking on the exhale and not trailing off. Now let's go to page 12. Does everybody have a few moments to run over?
Yes.
Yes. So,
Okay. Page 12, we graduate to words without H. Lucky us. We've done so well. So we're going to go around the room. Again, call and response, but this time we'll start with Eric. And we'll go Eric, Danielle, Praful, and Apollo. Do we have it?
Yes.
We'll do call and response. Eric, Father was calm when the bomb fell.
Father was calm when the bomb fell.
It all happened long ago.
It all happened long ago.
Have you lost your gloves again?
Have you lost your gloves again?
Call the police, he's a thief.
Call the police, he's a thief.
He never answers the telephone.
He never answers the telephone.
Who has left a bottle of ink here?
Who has left a bottle of ink here?
I've come to see Mr. Brown.
I have come to see Mr. Brown.
Okay, I want more support with the breath. I've come to see, connect on the beginning.
I've come to see Mr. Brown.
Good. We ought to send them a telegram.
We ought to send them a telegram.
Good. Now go on your own, Eric.
The round golden moon floats high.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I saw him fall.
Good.
Does he still live in Brooklyn?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, it's too dangerous to try.
Connect more to your breath. Not wait up here, but hey, right out of your breath.
Wait, it's too dangerous to try.
Good, much better.
Remember to buy a bar of soap.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Where does John live now?
Mm-hmm.
The class AM.
Again, you cut out, so try it again.
The class meets at 11 a.m.
Lovely. Everybody is doing so well. Let's turn to page 29. Because people say to me all the time, and I'm sure you're... do we need to take a time for a little water or some tea? Take a sip? Because we've been speaking now for almost an hour and a half. Now, people always say to me, Sandy, in conversation or when I'm reading out loud practicing, how am I going to know when to take a breath? Good question. I've already said that we speak in thoughts, correct?
Yes.
So you breathe before each thought, and while you're breathing, the people who are listening to you absorb what you've just said. This makes it real easy for people to get it. If I speak very fast and I run everything together, for instance, let's look at page 29, the one in the middle, the cat and the mice. If I say, the mice were much bothered by a cat. They decided to hold a council to see what could be done about the matter. And during the meeting, a young mouse there said if the cat had a little bell tied to her neck, it would make a tinkle every time she blah, blah, blah.
Sounds like me.
Who said that?
Praful.
Right. Now, let me... everyone but Apollo will be able to do this because you don't have this printed out. But next time, Apollo, you have it printed out, correct?
Yeah.
Now, here we go. I'm going to point out where the thoughts are, what I think the thoughts are. You get to decide, you know, because it's... But not on this one. When I yell, breathe, you make a check mark. So, of course, we're going to breathe to start. Breathe. The mice were much bothered by a cat. That's the first thought. Second thought. They decided to hold a council. Breathe. To see what could be done about the matter. That's the third thought. Breathe. During the meeting, a young mouse there said, breathe. If the cat had a little bell tied to her neck, breathe. It would tinkle every time she made a step. Breathe. This would warn us. Breathe, and we would have plenty of time to reach our homes in safety. Breathe. All the mice applauded this clever scheme. Breathe. Until one of them spoke up and said, breathe. It's a fine plan, Breathe. But which one of us is going to put the bell on the cat? Breathe. It is easier to think up a plan than to carry it out. These are Aesop's fables. They're very bright. I love that line. But which one of us is going to put the bell on the cat? Not me, bro. I'm sure to be eaten. Now, so when you read this, who's coughing? Do you need to some drink? Take some drink.
No, I just have some reactive airways.
Tayo, have you been with us all this time and haven't said anything?
Yes, because you can't hear me half of the time. So I think
what,
something to
what
do
kind
with
of
my
a phone are you on?
It's a landline. It's not a cell phone.
And I wonder, well, I hear you now.
Well, sometimes you couldn't hear. I just was listening, and I'll get a better phone the next time.
Okay. Well, I'm so glad to know you're there, that we found you. All right.
I was just listening.
Thank you. So now here we go. We're going to go around the room. Everybody knows where the breathing is, correct?
Correct.
Yep.
So, Tayo, just for fun, why don't you start with the first thought? Here we go.
Goodbye, a cat.
Okay, I heard part of that. That's good. Next one, Danielle.
They decided to hold a council.
Right, Eric.
To see what could be done about the matter.
Uh-huh. Praful.
During the meeting, a young mouse there said.
Apollo.
If the cat had a little bell tied to her neck.
Good. Next one is Tile.
It would tinkle every time she made a step.
Good, Danielle.
This would warn us.
Uh-huh.
And we would have plenty of time to reach our homes in safety.
You good? That was good. That was the long one. Praful?
All the mice applauded this clever scheme.
Yes.
Until one of them spoke up and said,
Tile.
A fine plan.
Good.
But which one of us is going to put the bell on the cat?
Yes.
It is easier to think up a plan than to carry it out.
Good. So for homework, I want you to, everybody to do the grasshopper and the ant and the fox and the mask and decide where you think the thought should be. I could say, breathe. One clear winter's day, breathe. An ant dragged out some grains of food, breathe, to dry in the sun, if I wanted to do that. Or I could say, one clear winter's day, an ant dragged out some grains of food, to dry in the sun. Or I could say, one clear winter's day, an ant dragged out some grains of food, to dry in the sun. You get to choose. But the idea is to create the thoughts so that you set up the image and the person who's listening to you digests it. And this is called give and take. If I throw it out and speak fast and run everything together, people start to do what we call selective listening. They listen to what they can hear or what happens to be louder or which is not said so fast that they can actually get it. So you're going to do the fox and the mask and the grasshopper and the ant for our homework, and then we'll work on that next time. And so to end, I'd like us to do page 31. And I want to compliment everybody on your work. Everyone has improved immensely. Now, this is a speech. Nelson Mandela used this speech. Now, we're going to go over just a little bit in his inaugural address, but it is not written by Nelson Mandela. It's written by a woman named Marianne Williamson. Marianne Williamson is a devotee of the book called The Course of Miracles. Does anybody know of it?
I do.
Praful?
No, ma'am.
Apollo?
Yeah.
Great. The Course of Miracles is a book that basically talks about life is a miracle itself, and there's all of, you know, we don't understand that everything in life is a miracle. It moves us forward. Is that correct, Apollo, more or less?
That's it.
Yes. So he had read a lot of these books and listened to a lot of tapes about Marianne Williamson when he would be very appropriate. So what we're going to do, we have five of us now. So I am going to start out with Apollo, since you know it. And you're going to take the first two lines. Okay?
Okay.
And then Praful, you are going to take the next two sentences. So that'll be three lines. And then I'm going to go to Eric, and he is going to take the next two lines. I don't know if I'm doing this right or not, but anyway. And then we're going to go to Danielle. You take the next two, starting with There's Nothing Enlightened, correct?
Correct.
Then we go to Tile, and we go, We Were Born to Make Manifest, okay?
Okay.
And then we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines left. So then we're going to take, go back to Apollo. It's not just in some of us. You have it?
Okay.
Yes, we got it.
Okay, then we go to Praful. And as we let our own light shine, then we go to Eric. We unconsciously give others permission to do the same. We divide that line up. And then we go to Danielle. For the next line, as we are liberated from our own fear. And then, Tayo, you have the last line. Now, this always creates a lot of concentration. We have to think about it. We have to breathe, talk on the exhale, make sure that the last word gets into the ear of the listener, and articulate as well as you can. So I'm going to go over this again. We start out with Apollo for the first two lines. Then we go to Praful, who takes the next three lines, right?
Yes.
Then we go to Eric, the next two lines. Then we go to Danielle, the next two lines, right?
Right.
Then we go to Tao, the next two lines.
Okay.
Then we go to who? Who's next? I've forgotten already. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. Who gets that? We've forgotten, right?
It's Apollo, right?
Apollo.
Apollo.
Yeah.
It's not just in some of us.
Okay.
It's in everyone. And then it's Praful, and as we let our own light shine, then we go to Eric. We unconsciously give others permission, correct?
Yep.
And
yep.
Then Danielle and Tao.
Yep.
All right, we're on stage. Here we go. Apollo, start us off.
Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure.
It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, and fabulous?
You are a child of God. Your playing small doesn't serve the world.
There's nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you.
We were born to make manifest.
Okay. Next,
it's
Apollo.
It's not just in some of us. It's in everyone.
And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give others permission to do the same. I read Eric's line.
Okay, so you read it again.
And as
Eric
we let...
Does.
I'm sorry?
You just do the comma.
Okay. And as we let our own light shine,
we unconsciously give others permission to do the same.
As we are liberated from our own fear,
okay, good. You're right, Tao. It does go in and out. It's hard to hear. So
it goes in and out. I'll get a better phone for next time.
Good. All right. I love this piece because I think it really speaks to why all of us work with our voice. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. You know, it's not that we can't do it. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. We're afraid of how wonderful we are, how great we can do things, you know. It's easier to say, oh, I can't sound good, you know, or oh, I can't do this or that or whatever. The fact that we're all here working on it indicates that we believe that we can be powerful. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. People say that the fear of public speaking is worse than dying. I think that's just so silly, I can't believe it. But they say that, you know. Oh, I'd rather die than get up in front of people. Oh, please, right? So we ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, and fabulous? Well, if not you, who? Because you are a child of God. God comes through all of us, the voice, the spirit of God, the energy of God, however you define it. Our playing small doesn't serve the world, you know, hiding your light under a bushel, all that kind of thing. There's nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people will feel insecure around you. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. In other words, we have an obligation to let our voice come forward and use it the way we need to use it. It's not just in some of us, you know, the great leaders, Obama or whomever, you know, who have great voices. It's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, and have you noticed that when you let your light shine, other people do the same. And as you are no longer fearful, other people become less fearful. I think it's a beautiful message. So I'd like you to practice reading that. So for homework, you've got page 29, the top and the bottom, and this one. Okay, I'd just like to end by asking for any questions, comments, feedback. Do you know what to do? You've got your 3x5 card, right?
Yes.
Your affirmations, your relaxation every 2 hours for 2 minutes, and your diction exercises. When I say diction, you know that means pronunciation. Your tongue twisters. And then you're going to work on your breathing. Do your CD breathing exercises. And then you're going to create post-it notes, and you're going to put them on your phone and on your computer and in your briefcase and on your mirror. Talk on the exhale. Or breathe and talk on the exhale. Say your words clearly. Whatever, you can put four of them up there, whatever you want. Never trail off. Get your last word into the garage, into the ear of the listener. Have that in front of you to break the old habits. All right? And then the last thing, if you have plenty of time and you want to do it, I suggest that you read 2 pages out loud every day using the breathing. So just like you're going to find where the thoughts are in the fox and the mask and the grasshopper and the ant, you're going to be doing it as you read out loud. Because the more you do this out loud, the quicker it's going to come into your everyday speech, and that's what we want. Right?
Right.
Yep.
Okay, I said I was going to ask for questions, and now I just went on and talked anyway. So I'm going to be quiet. Questions?
Can you send us the list of the participants?
Well, why do you need that?
Oh, yeah, just to see who are...
The names, I can send you the names.
Yeah,
I will...
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, just the names.
Any other questions?
I missed some of the lesson today, and I believe it's being recorded.
It is, and when we're finished, I will send everybody the recording. Because
okay.
There was one man who was not on today, so I'll send everybody the recording, and you can listen to it over and over again if you'd like.
Okay.
It'll come to you like within 15 minutes of when we close.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So you said we need to put a post-it note that says, speak on exhale. Am I correct, Sandra?
When you are speaking in everyday conversation, you take an inhale and you talk on the exhale. Or speak on the exhale. You're correct.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, not okay. Okay.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Any other comments or anything, Eric, Danielle?
No, not at this moment.
Okay.
No, I'm okay. That was great.
Yeah.
Good. We're on target. We're ready to move. You're a great class. And the next time we're going to go on with our articulation and diction exercises. So everybody must have their manual printed out. Okay?
Okay.
Have
okay.
a great week. Make it a great week and speak with power and confidence.
Thank you.
Good night.
Thank you.
Well, thank you very much and have a good evening.
This conference is no longer being recorded.